Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to be back again today as we continue this teaching, New Spirit, the right spirit. So we've been in chapter 51. We've been in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. And yesterday we left off in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So in order to experience the newness, there's things that we have to leave alone.
Yes.
There's things that have passed away.
Yeah.
There's things that have to die in our life that could be no more in order to operate in the fullness, in the newness of who Christ created us to be. And when we are in tune with the Spirit of God, He'll let us know the things that are continuing to corrupt our actions or our ways of thinking. And the good thing about the Holy Spirit is He doesn't tell us the 3,000 things we need to change at once. He lovingly comes before us with conviction, not condemnation, and He begins to reveal to us areas of our life to align more closely with Him and things to surrender in order to purify our walk of holiness, to be holy as ye is holy. And when we are in the midst of all of our mess, you know, our thinking pattern, it's off. We think, well, if I can't do this, then I'm not going to be able to have any fun. If I can't go there, then, you know, what am I going to do with my time? Or how am I going to even enjoy my life? That's because we're more aligned at that time with our flesh and the desires of the flesh. But when we come then into the realization, into the revelation of Christ and who we are through Him, and we begin to look at the mirror of Christ, we realize those things that we loved are not good for us, and they devalue us. And when we begin to realize our value in Christ, we don't want to go back to things to put us in compromising positions or things that are going to bring forth regret and shame and such. We do want to live above reproach. We do want to represent Christ, our Savior, the one who delivered us, the one who has prepared a place for us in heaven, the one who continually guides us with His eye. That's the God that we want to honor. That's the God that we want to live for. We don't want to live for the God of the spirits of the world, of things that are going to lead us astray. We don't want to be bound and continually putting offerings at the idol, at the altars of alcohol, of drugs, of gossip, of things that are going to lead us astray. We want to cling to God. Why? Because He is our source of life. He is the one who already purposed each and every one of our days. In Daniel chapter 5, it tells us He's the one who holds our breath in His hand. Yes, God Almighty, the Lord of hosts, He holds our breath in our hands. And there in Daniel, they were worshiping the gods of Parthian, the gods of the world. And Daniel said, look, y'all got to come to this revelation here. It's God who you're not thinking about. That's thinking about you. He's holding your breath in His hands. So let's come into that realization this morning. Let's come into alignment with the Spirit of God, because it is for our betterment. God is not trying to keep anything from us. He's not trying to ruin our good time. He's trying to preserve us in this earth and purify us so that we could represent Him and bring forth all that He desires for us.
And I just want to tell you, there's nothing more fulfilling than having a good time in Jesus.
Amen.
when I was in the world, I did all those things that Pastor Diana was talking about. I was very young. But when I came to know the Lord, nothing compared to the joy. And I didn't want to do those things anymore. I said, I'd rather do things with Jesus. The joy it brought me, the peace, the love. It was no comparison to the things of this world. So once your spirit becomes alive, it becomes alive in the things of God. And you do have fun. You can have so much joy and peace and love. And you can have a good time worshiping God and listening to music and just reveling in his love for you.
When you look at our references, scripture, as time for a new spirit, it's time. It's time to have a what kind of spirit? A new spirit. So if we're going to have something new, we have to cast away the old to get the new. We can't hold on to the old and think it's going to be new. It doesn't work that way. I think there was a problem in the Bible. It says, no man put new wine into a kind of wineskin.
Old wineskin.
Mm-hmm. Or no one can put a new piece of patch clothes to the whole clothes that, because the new is not going to work. Mm-hmm. So you got to get new. This is what David was saying. Not a patchwork. No patchwork here. I need new. And I continue to study this. Ezekiel chapter 18:31. You look there. And then we're going to go to Jesus and Nicodemus, you know. But let's look in some Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, these guys were crying out. They got the message. And I'm saying to us today, we need a new spirit man within us. No patchwork. So if you read Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 31.
Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel?
Yeah. So you said on the radio here, you have to make a quality decision to stop doing the things that you are doing. And do not get a patchwork. Get a new man in you. Get a new spirit. Yes, you have to come to that place. Lord, create in me a new heart. A new spirit, man. Because the old one is marred. Now, notice in John chapter 3 now. Let's look at John chapter 3. Jesus and Nicodemus, that encounter. And see how everything ties in. That we need a new heart.
And think about that too, because we've all come to place, when you've lived enough, you've come to places where you have different things that you've continually made investments to try to fix.
Uh-huh.
And it becomes more expensive to keep it than to just get rid of it and get a new one.
I love that.
John chapter 3, which verse you want to start at?
Verse 1. That's good. Read it for all listeners this morning.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And notice, Nicodemus is coming by himself, he's representing people that he conversated with. He said, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher. So Nicodemus was the one who was ready to exchange his situation that wasn't working for the new situation.
Yes.
The other people were just at the stage where they're talking about their problem, but they weren't ready to do nothing about their problem. So Nicodemus, he's ready for the exchange. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So I had the problem identified, and he's seeking now the solution from Jesus. He's out of the stage where he's just talking about the problem. There was a big group of people that was just talking about the problem and the inconsistencies and not being able to produce in life. There was a big group to sit around and talk about that. But when it came to actually seeking the solution and coming in alignment with the spirit that they saw operating and working in Jesus, it was Nicodemus himself who stepped out.
No, notice, stay right there so we get the full understanding. Jesus says you must be what?
Born again.
Mm-hmm. Must be made what? Mm-hmm. New. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not like the old you.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, it can't be the old you. It has to be the new person, the new you. And the new you have to be recreated. Mm-hmm. Any man in Christ Jesus is a what? A new creation. That Psalms 51 David is talking about. A new creation. Not the old creation. Mm-hmm. Not the old you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says to Nicodemus, the problem you guys have is the old you. You're trying to do patchwork. It ain't working here. You're trying to be good. You're trying to follow laws and try to do all of this, but it's not working. No. And you know it's not working for you, because if it was working for Nicodemus, he wouldn't see Jesus. It was working for Jesus, and he himself realized why it was working for Jesus. He says, because no one can do what you do unless God is with you. And we cannot live the Christian life outside of God. It's impossible. God has to live within our spirit man.
We can't understand the Christian life outside of God. Then Nicodemus, he was thinking in natural. Verse 4, he said, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? So he's thinking about a natural birth. Jesus wasn't talking about a natural birth. He was talking about a spiritual birth.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about the natural. So Nicodemus had to make some adjustments here. He couldn't just go by what the natural physics of it was. He couldn't just go by the Pharisees' teachings that had influenced his mind and such. He now has to yield to the spirit of God. And it comes with questions. And that's a good thing. Because when the Holy Spirit is ministering to us as we're reading God's word, as we're hearing God's word, the Holy Spirit is asking us questions to get us to pay attention to certain things and to look deeper into certain spiritual principles. That the Holy Spirit is with us when we're studying. And he just says, look at that again. Or he says, well, what did that mean? Or where did you see that before? The Holy Spirit, he's a study partner. He brings all things onto remembrance. He teaches us all things. So we have to be yielded to the Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, to partake. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.